Very good morning and welcome to the show this morning as we welcome Peter Allam to the Wild Coast Wake Up on a Tuesday morning. And Peter, thank you very, very much for joining us this morning and taking time to chat to us today. And very topical because we're heading into the Easter weekend. We're talking about the rules of the road.
Yes, Wayne, the South African rules of the road. Good morning to all the listeners out there. You know, it's something that's very appropriate, Easter weekend, lot of people traveling, a lot of people not really knowing exactly what the position is. So I thought it was a great topic for everybody. It's mainly the stuff that's contained in your driver's license test anyway. So all these questions and that are to be found in a driver's license test as well. So if we go through those important questions, you know, the most important one in South Africa is that we drive on the left-hand side of the road. So you expect it to keep as far as possible to the left-hand side of the road when you're driving. And then you move on to the next one that comes into the rules. It's in terms of the questions that come up with your learner's license when you're doing it, is that you're expected to obey the speed limit at all times. It's there for a reason. You know, every off-ramp when you go off will, on the on-ramp on the other side will show what the speed is, coming down highways, traveling through roads. Yeah, now, coast roads, you can see the signboards from time to time whenever there's an intersection and that type of thing. So the second rule is not to exceed the speed limit.
Right.
Faulty brakes. We're all supposed to get up in the morning and check that the wipers are wiping, the hooter is hooting, the brakes are working, and that type of thing. So make sure that your vehicle is in a roadworthy condition as well before you take off.
Right.
Just a little thing on that as well, though. If you're towing and you have a vehicle with faulty brakes, you're not allowed to use a rope. You then are, you have to tow it with a bar, not a rope.
So makes
that's quite
sense.
An interesting one. It makes absolute sense, and that allows for the safe following distance, which is required. Mm-hmm. You know, you're supposed to. Some people say 3 car lengths, some people say 2 car lengths, but the law actually says that you've got to be able to halt the car without swerving to avoid the car in front of you if it suddenly stops. So, probably best to do the 3 car distance, which a lot of people don't do. People creep right up on top of each other. Very dangerous. Your town speed limit is mainly 60. Country goes to 80. Highways and that goes to 120. There are no speed limits over that amount. Make sure that you know what it is. These days, with all the little systems that you have in your car telling you where you go, mainly clock in and say, okay, I'm going from East London to Cinsa or wherever, what's the distance, and they follow it, that little system will always have the speed limits on it as well. So there's no excuse when it comes to the speed limit that you're allowed to travel at. A clever one is that, you know, people think that if they've had a couple of drinks to drink and they see a traffic blockage in the front of them, shall I say, they suddenly stop on the side of the road. Very important, though. You've got to make sure that your keys are not in the ignition and that your engine's not running. You know, you're not allowed to stop and leave your vehicle unattended. People come along, panic, jump out of the car and run. If your vehicle's still going, they can come and fetch you, find you, and charge you for negligence. One, for leaving a vehicle unattended when the engine is running. And two, if you have been drinking, for drinking and driving. So don't think because you're out of the car, you're safe. When you're changing lanes, these days they teach I mustn't say the kids, because you've got a lot of older people as well that only get their licenses much later. There's that rule where you look and you look and you look and you've got to make sure that it's completely safe to change lanes, to overtake, and you've got to indicate to go out and indicate to come back in again. You see a lot of that when I go to work in the mornings. You see people on the road that just come from nowhere, past 6-7 vehicles, no indicators, no nothing. It's so dangerous. It's scary. So that is not allowed. It is illegal. You're passing. And funny enough, I saw it yesterday where a car came along the inside of a vehicle on the highway, passed him on the left-hand side. you know. So, you know, you can't do that. I mean, and you may only pass a vehicle on the left-hand side if it's, if that vehicle has stopped to turn right and it's waiting and it's indicating. That is the only time that you would ever be able to pass a vehicle on the left-hand side. That's a serious offense. I mean, imagine that car doesn't see you going to the left and you suddenly find this vehicle that's moving over to let somebody else pass on the right-hand side, which is the right side of the road.
Yeah.
So you really need to be careful there as well. A lot of people as well don't realize, you see on the highway, I'm sure, or on the road, even the Sinsa Road and that, I mustn't say Sinsa, the Shapley Road, you see people towing and they're going happily at 60, 70, 80, keeping up with the traffic. It's actually illegal because you're only allowed to tow at 30 k's an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So that's quite an important one as well. Flashing robots, with the problems that we have with Eskom at the moment, you find robots that don't come back on and they come on flashing red, especially in town. There's a lot of that. So you have to stop. Mm. You cannot just come and drive through it because the car in front of you is moving on. There's a duty on you to stop. You will fail your test if you don't understand and know that you have to stop and wait till it's safe, and then only can you do that. Emergency vehicles, a lot of people as well don't get out of the way of emergency vehicles. It's actually quite sickening. You know, you see ambulances, you see police vans, you see traffic cop patrol vans and that coming with their sirens on, and you see these people that close the gaps and try to force them off the road. What for, I don't know. But, yeah, the rule is that you must give way to any emergency vehicle sounding a siren. You also, on a pedestrian crossing, something that we see these days, people come right up to the pedestrian crossing. They don't stop at that little line, which is about 6 meters back. So you can't come up. And then with the flashing of lights, once it's turned from green to amber, you can move on, but you've got to make sure there's nobody at all on that crossing to be able to do that. Yeah. So stopping on a freeway
is
not allowed. Something that we see all the time. It's a definite no-no. Mm. It's a no-no that cannot even think of wanting to do. You obviously have emergencies. I mean, you know, you see people stopping to have a piddle, if we can call it that. It's people that have got a weak bladder or something like that. But something like that is an emergency. So when there's an emergency, you can do that. But if there's not, you cannot do that. You know, if a traffic officer or someone pulls you over, you got to make sure that it's safe to do so as well. You know, so that's the only time you can stop on a freeway. Maximum distance that you must dim your lights. That's an interesting one, which a lot of people don't know. You see people that come right up close to you and then only turn their lights on. It's 45 meters, so almost 50 meters. It's quite a distance that you got to go to dim and stay on dim. You can't shine lights on the vehicle in front of you as well. So traveling from the back, you can't come right up with your bright lights and overtake. It's illegal. You know, you can be fined for that if you're caught. Very difficult thing to catch somebody with, but that's what it is. And then, of course, it's always the same old rule. A lot of people don't realize that they come to circles, they come to intersections, and they take that gap without, you know, turning, looking at the vehicles. When you come into the intersection, you've got to yield for vehicles coming from the right, always.
Right.
So, you know, and it's a matter of circles. The first person in controls it. So if somebody's there ahead of you and they're in front of you on the left-hand side, you've still got to heed for them to see what they're going to do. Are they going to go around, or what are they going to do? And then, you know, the latest one, and I must say, all of you announcers always say that, please, guys, travel with your lights on. These days, different color cars, you just cannot see. So one of the rules of the road is please travel with lights on. It's not a matter of it's a nice, clear day and there's no problem. Just keep your lights, and that's it. Then you've got, you may park your car on the side of a road. If you have a breakdown, you've only got 24 hours. This is something that a lot of people don't realize. So if you've broken down, you've got to make sure that you get help within 24 hours. Otherwise, traffic has the right, the police have the right to tow your vehicle away, and you'll pay the costs of recovering that because they'll charge you to come and move it. So make sure that you understand what that is about. on our road, yeah, I just see it so often when you go from on the Shafley Road and you're going back towards Crossway, you see these daredevils that take you on the various blind corners.
Oh my goodness.
It's not allowed. It's highly illegal. You cannot cross on a top of a hill. You know, people come to the top of the hill and the car's backing to go up and you see them pull out to the right and overtake. It's so dangerous. So on the top of a hill near a curve when visibility is less than 100 meters, you're not allowed to overtake. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Another thing people don't realize is the importance of your hooter. It's compulsory to have a hooter that sounds loud. It must be consistent and must be in working order. So we go back to when you jump into your car, you're supposed to check the indicators, check the lights, check the brakes, check the water, check the windscreen wipers, check the hooter. Those are all a formality that you learn in your learner's license when you first apply for it. So make sure that you have that under control. Then, of course, the two driving licenses. When I say the two of them, you got the one which is a vehicle license, which must be displayed on your front windscreen, and which, of course, needs to be renewed annually. Mm. Don't come along and say, oh, but I didn't get a notice from the department to tell me that my license is expired. Not their problem. You know, some people get reminders, some people don't. Yes, in the old days, we used to get it like 2-3 months beforehand, but not anymore. Mm. So your vehicle license is only valid for 12 months. Your driver's license is valid for 5 years. Take the time now, listening this morning, and pull out your license and see when it expired. I got a shock a couple of months back. I pulled my one out, and it had expired in the January, and we were in February. You know, I said, I renewed my license only about a year or two ago. Meantime, it was 5 years
back. 5 years. That's what it feels like.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it feels like when you think you don't, you know, you forget about it, something. You can't lose it. You can go and apply immediately, but take the time this morning and check your license and see what it is. Seat belts, interesting thing. I know that we all are under the belief still that seat belts only need to be worn by the front passengers. That law has changed. It's actually all passengers in a motor vehicle must wear their seat belts. Something that I don't think traffic is that serious and strict on, and but it is a law, so if you stopped, it is there.
It is there, and Peter, if I could just interject on that one, that includes bus passengers, minibus passengers, yes. Taxis. I know the schools, you know, after a couple of accidents going back a few years, they looked at, you know, they actually re-looked at the type of vehicles that they're using for schools. And the buses all come out with seatbelts, individual seatbelts for
each seat. Each seat, yeah. And the interesting thing is that if you've got a little baby, you've got to make sure that baby's strapped in with you correctly, facing you front, which you can't put a baby on your lap facing the front.
Yeah.
And the seatbelt across it. If you're going to put somebody on your lap, that child must be able to sit against your stomach and be able to hold you. That's the law there as well. So, you know, that should be in its own seatbelt. But if you don't have and you're traveling and you've got a baby, make sure that you've got the baby the right way around. Tread of your tires. Some people say a 5 rand coin. Some people say this. Some people say that. But it's 1 millimeter. So, you know, if you take a ruler and have a look at 1 millimeter, it's not quite, shall I say, a full 5 rand coin. I think it's a little bit shorter than a 5 rand coin, but it's there, your tire. So take a, but the test to do is to take a coin and put a 5 rand coin in between your tire grooves and see what the position is. You know, that's the way to do it. And it's very important because that can really cause major problems. So 1 millimeter is probably I would say the old 5 cent piece or something like that, but a 5 rand coin is probably two millimeters. Do the test with the 5 rand coin and you're definitely safe. That's all I can say.
Right.
Yeah, one to remember there. Something that we see all the time, we see with buckies and vehicles where you've got passengers looking onto the tow bar and driving, holding the roof racks and on the bonnet and things like that. That's all illegal. Your passengers need to be in your vehicle. The same as a bucky. If you're driving a bucky, the passengers need to be seated. They cannot stand on the back, all of them. I must say I'm quite impressed up here with the builders that we have around this area. The guys seem to have little stuller keys that they jump on board with, and then they're sitting on a stuller key. They're not sitting flat on the back of the vehicles.
Right.
Yeah, it's quite nice. And then if you have a learner's license, not to forget, you always need to have a driver with you. You know, I had an incident once where a person came to me and said, oh, they were stopped. What had happened is my son was driving. He's got his learner's license. He was sober. I'd had one too many, and I was sitting in the passenger seat, and they told me it can't happen. Now, that can happen. The rule is just merely that a person with a driver's license must be present in the same vehicle.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Even
so,
if that person's under the influence.
Yeah, those are the rules. Yeah, you're right. I mean, not... The fact is that he's not behind the wheel of the car, so it makes a huge difference.
Right.
But yes, that's where you are. Mm-hmm. These are the rules that are applicable now. Easter, make sure you abide by them. You know, let's ensure that we drive safely over this period. Christmas and Easter are the periods where we have major deaths on our roads.
Mm-hmm.
So the rules of the road are there to be adhered to. You.
That's, you know, Peter, I just today, or I mean yesterday, should I say, I was on the road into the former Transkei area, and the driving habits are, well, shocking, just to say the least. The number of moving violations that we saw while we were on that section of road was absolutely unbelievable. And there were traffic cops. I must say, I'll give the traffic, the traffic department the you know, compliment them there, that there were traffic officials on duty. But the thing is, they were stationary, and the violations were all moving violations. It was barrier line infringements. It was, just general recklessness. Now, is there any way, and I suppose it would boil down to resources and what the departments have got available, but these guys, the traffic officers, should be moving patrols, and preferably in unmarked vehicles, so that they can't be identified as traffic officials until they, for instance, put their blue lights on the roof. But I know that's very sort of American cop and robber movie type scenes, but what could we do to just clamp down on law enforcement? Because at the end of the day, it boils down to the responsibility of the individual. You know, you've got a license, or you should have a license if you're on the road, and that license comes with certain responsibilities, and one of those is to drive safely and abide by the rules. Whether you like the rules or not is completely irrelevant, but you've got to follow those rules.
Correct. You know, the problem there is that, and it's very sad, is that not enough funds is allocated to the traffic officials for assistance. They don't have sufficient enough cars. They don't have sufficient enough staff. They don't have funds to pay overtime. These are the problems that have developed in our country. And, you know, road is so important. That's where the deaths take place. You know, it's every day we have a death on the road, as they say. In fact, I think it's something like every 10 minutes is a death on the road or so.
Yeah.
And, you've got to feel for the traffic officers, and that is that they're doing the best they can, but without the resources, they just can't do more.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same as the fire departments and that. I mean, in the old days, your fire departments were there. If there was a fire, there was staff, there was vehicles that were roadworthy and things like that. I mean, you take us out here on the East Coast, we've got a fire department at what, since the West, since the East, I mean. But it's non-operable, operational from time to time because the vehicle's broken down. They don't have the staff. They don't have money to pay the staff because it's municipal and things like that. You know, they forget that it doesn't fall into the government sector, it falls into each municipality. So, you know, that's one of the things that they sacrifice. Fortunately, touch wood, we fire is not an everyday occurrence.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
like you say, on the roads, traffic problems, overtaking, and all the rest of it. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, I was going to town and I saw a guy who was riding with one of those plumbing spanners on the steering wheel. He had no steering wheel.
Oh, my goodness.
And I when I went past him, I thought to myself, oh, my God, just don't let that thing fall off when the vehicle veers into me.
Yeah, yeah.
But he came traveling at the same as me, about 100 k's an hour with what do you call those, monkey spanners or whatever.
The
four, like, looks like a F, the letter
yeah,
F.
Yeah,
that spanner. And it was incredible. He had total control. I must say, I actually drove slowly next to him because I was quite amused that this oak was turning everything. Are you supposed to have two hands on the steering wheel? It's one of the rules of the road as well. But this oak had one spanner that he was turning. Boy.
Now, I thought those were the things of very urban scary. Legends, but clearly not.
Yeah.
But, Peter,
dangerous.
I think, you know, in summary, and if I may just kind of say what I said, Nana, is that at the end of the day, it's each individual's responsibility to make sure that they travel safely and they drive safely. You know, I mean, we're all adults because you can only get your license when you turn 18, which technically makes you almost an adult. So behave like one. And, you know, abide by the rules of the road and the laws of the country. And I'm sure that will keep, you know, keep death and, you know, the injuries off the roads.
I mean, it's so important. One doesn't realize the danger of a road. Speed kills, cell phones kill, drink and drive kills. You know, those are no driver's license, no experience. You know, it's like people now, you get people that brag and say, oh, my child's just turned 17 and he's got his learner's license so he can drive us down to East London from Joburg.
Yeah.
You know, he's got no experience, so dangerous. Very nice to be proud of your son that's passed his driver's license. But with no experience on the road, you're actually putting yourself in danger.
That's so true. But Peter, thank you very much for another informative chat. And if somebody wants to reach you, if maybe they've got an issue from something that's happened on the roads or any legal matter, how do they get hold of Alam's attorneys?
Yeah, they can find us at 6 Sansom Road in Vincent, little side street where Pep Stores is off Deborah Avenue. Telephone 043-7211-018. I repeat, 043-7211-018. Or, of course, the easiest way to find us is to log on to Facebook, put the name Alams in there, A-L-L-A-M for Mary, S for sugar, add a S to our surname, in other words. And like us on Facebook, and you'll find all these lovely chats that we have with yourselves and other chats that we have as well. Nice to know that a lot of people are listening to that. I had quite a few people that tell me that they listened to our lovely chat that we had a couple of weeks ago with the mayor on rates and that.
Right, right.
There's quite a few calls there for people wanting help and that. So, yeah, our chats are informative. They are furnished by you to me and based onto our Facebook page.
Great. Well, Peter, thank you very, very much. And have a great Easter weekend. I hope you have a nice, relaxing time. And we'll chat to you on Monday morning, Easter Monday.
Perfect. Easter Monday.
Thank you very much.
See you next week.
Thank you, Peter. Have a great time. Cheerio then. Bye-bye.